The city's complement of career firefighters is slated to grow by 4 members next year, with the city's elected officials greenlighting the expense during their December 18 budget meeting. Staff had requested 8, but an amendment by Ward 6 Count. René LaPierre cut it in half, punting the 4-member balance for consideration during 2026 budget deliberations. LaPierre clarified his key motivation in approving additional firefighters was to help lessen overtime hours and keep staff safe. "We have a concern with the amount of overtime hours we have and only having a few people taking on overtime," he said, noting that the lion's share of overtime is being done by 35% of career firefighters. The city spent approximately $2.4 million on firefighters' overtime last year, which exceeded their budget by $1.4 million. Greater Sudbury Fire Services needs 24 career firefighters on shift at any given time, so every truck has at least 4 people available to respond to calls. Taking into account the number of firefighters unavailable on average, Deputy Chief Jesse Oschel said, "I know that I'm going to have 7 individuals off every shift." This, against a current authorized staffing level of 112 full-time career firefighters. City Council's decision to hire 4 additional full-time firefighters was one of 2 major decisions to come out of the December 18 budget meeting. Some other notable decisions include rejecting Ward 11 Count. Bill LeDuc's amendment to fund the spot, the city's supervised consumption site, for an additional 6 months to keep it open. As such, the site remains slated to close by the end of January. Voting 8-3 in favor of Public Health Sudbury and District's 2024-25 budgets, which included an overall 17% municipal funding increase, bringing it to a 2025 expense of just greater than $10 million. Hiring 2 additional emergency vehicle technicians to help prepare the city's 22 ambulances, 6 paramedic response units and 8 community paramedic vehicles for daily deployment. The 2 positions replace 2 existing part-time roles, who operate alongside 2 full-time emergency vehicle technicians. Ward 4 Count. Pauline Fortin also tabled a few amendments, seconded by Ward 5 Count. Michael Parent, to reduce various areas of expenditure by 25% across the board, sponsorships, advertising, grants, overtime hours, but withdrew each of them when numerous unanswered questions and potential implications were raised. Budgeted overtime, for example, is typically overspent, by a significant measure, each year, City General Manager of Corporate Services Kevin Fauci said. Advertising expenditures are linked to corporate communication strategies, such as volunteer firefighter recruitment, and fluctuate depending on the need to communicate. "I understand the spirit of this, however, communication has always been a challenge and we are finally at a point where we are communicating well," Ward 12 Count. Jocelyn Landry Altman said, "More discussion is warranted on something like this." Alongside withdrawing her amendments, Fortin pledged to raise these issues as potential reports to be considered by City Council members next year. Budget deliberations began on December 12, when the city's elected officials tackled a handful of budget items, unanimously approving the following: 2024-25 police budgets with a total increase of approximately 15% and the hiring of 26 additional staff members. Conservation Sudbury's budget is slated to increase by $207,590 to $1.37 million, equating an 18% increase. Greater Sudbury Public Library budgets will increase by $798,136 to $10.06 million, or a 9% increase. Water, wastewater rates were cleared to jump by 4.8% in both 2024 and 2025. During the December 18 meeting, City Council voted 9-2 against keeping the city's supervised consumption site open for an additional 6 months. At the close of December 18 deliberations, the city's elected officials had settled on tax levy increase of 6.6% for both 2024 and 2025. Future amendments by City Council members are anticipated to further alter these numbers during the December 19 budget meeting, which is scheduled to begin at 9:30 a.m. The meeting can be viewed in person at Tom Davies Square or live-streamed by clicking here. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.